need anything to exist. I am. And that's why when Satan said in the prehistoric time, I am, he was declaring that he was like God. So just for the record, Joshua, Hebrew word for Jesus, and the word mean Joshua means Jehovah is Savior or Jehovah is Deliverer. And the root of all of these come from I am that I am. The name that God gave to Moses when Moses said, who do I tell them sent me? Now, here in Ezekiel or in Zechariah, Joshua stands for the nation of Israel. So this is going to be important for you. Joshua stands for the nation of Israel as it returns from captivity. I'm putting it on a board because this is important, as you'll see in a moment. From Babylonian captivity. This will help you understand verse 2, where it talks about plucked from the fire. The remnant are plucked from the fire flames and death of Babylon. But we'll come to that when we get there. But I just want you to see what's happening. Joshua here stands as a divinely appointed mediator between God and Israel. Now think about that. Here's Joshua, and he stands representing a God divinely appointed representative of Israel. And people, if you understand that, then you understand that why at the right hand of the priest stands Satan, the adversary, the accuser, and he stands there to resist him, to oppose him, and to accuse him as unworthy to be that person, to be that mediator. He is unworthy. Satan challenges Joshua's right to appear representing the people to God or God to the people. He is a sinner. He is unworthy to be saved and certainly unworthy to stand in the presence of God, to stand before God, to stand before the people and represent God. Joshua is unworthy, and that's the accuser's case. That's what he brings to this court scene. That God brings Joshua representing the people. He stands before God, and Satan is going to come and accuse him. He is not worthy. How can God even look upon this sinner without harming his own purity? This Joshua stands before him in sinner's clothing. Look at verse 3. Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, standing before the angel of the Lord, that is Jesus Christ. He is a sinner. And he stands there. And Satan is just, I mean, it is such a clear case for Satan. It is so easy for Satan. I mean, look, here he is. Just look at him. He's a sinner. You are pure. You can't use him. I accuse him as that. You can't use him. Cast him out. He is unworthy to represent you, to represent you or to speak for you before the people. Satan is contending that God cannot use the nation. We know this from verse 2, where it is Jerusalem that is chosen. Joshua stands there representing the people, and we know that, verse 2, Jerusalem I have chosen. So it's not just the high priest. He's representing the whole nation, just as our Savior represented us on the cross. Jesus Christ stands not only for the nation of Israel, but for all mankind. And Satan is doing all he can to show God that God cannot save or use mankind. You can't use them. You cannot have them come back. Well, I don't know where I left it. But you cannot have them come back from the Babylonian captivity over here and use them to set up your kingdom. You can't do it, God. You are wrong in doing this. I expected David to comment on the great message I gave. He commented on my hieroglyphics on the overhead writing. He said, I've forgotten your hieroglyphics and how wonderful they are. That you can't make them out unless you know what you're writing. But he is Satanistic contending that you can't use these people. You can't bring these people back. You can't use this Joshua. You can't use these people. So this is what is happening. Here in Zechariah, Satan has accused Joshua the priest, demanding people judicially that God not use Joshua, that God cast him out. He's got great grounds. I want you to understand what's happening. He's using the law. He's using sin. That God cannot use this Joshua. If Joshua is vindicated, then all Israel is vindicated. And that is wrong according to the guardian of the holiness of God, Satan. So this is what he's doing. Just as those in Jesus Christ share the resurrection of the glory of Christ, since Jesus Christ is chosen, then all who are identified with him share that with him, and Satan cannot stand that. You have to understand that. He cannot stand that you share the glory of God in Christ. What happens to, got to get this principle, what happens to this Joshua happens to his people. What happens to this Savior, this Deliverer, happens to his people. What happens to Jesus Christ happens to all who are in him. What happens to Christ happens to all who are in him. Satan manifests himself as the accuser of men, as he has from Job, or even from the garden, but Job in the first book, where he is the accuser of all believers who sin, contending that